I had a couple come here one time from New Mexico, a man and his wife and their son, and they were all sick. They'd been watching me on GLC. And he come here and he says, you know, we've been listening to what you say. And he says, we all are sick and we all need to be healed. Everyone. I had a 15-year-old son and a mother and a father. First thing we do is got to get rid of some sin. So we begin to talk about this. And of course they said, we've been listening to you. So we have been trying to repent of sin. I said, okay. Then I want us, when we talked quite a while. And then I said, okay, now then, sir, you got your Bible with you? He said, yes, I brought it. I said, I want you to turn to James 5, 14, 15, and 16, and I want you to see this great and mighty promise that God promised to heal y'all so we can do exactly what the Scripture says so we can get you healed. He says, James. He said, Book of James. And so he starts over at the beginning of the Old Testament. And he's thumbing through that. I said, you don't know where the Book of James is at? He said, well, no. I said, well, look in the index. So he looked in the index and he found the page and he turned back over to James and he got it. And I said, now James 5, well, he's turning through. I said, you don't read that book very often, do you? He said, no, until we started watching you on television, I never read it at all. I said, did y'all go to church? He said, well, some. I said, do you ever take your Bible to church? No, I just go listen to a preacher and go home. And you want to know why the whole family's sick? They don't spend no time with God? How do you think God sees that family? As spiritual prostitutes. And how would you like to live with a spiritual prostitute? How would you like to live with a physical prostitute? You know, you can't imagine that, right? I mean, your mate or your, if you were the mate that was running out and being physical and sleeping with everything on the block or everything in town, how would you like to be a woman married to a man like that? I mean, when she finds that out, she ain't going to be married to him very long. You know that? Might not be alive one, yeah. One of the two. Well, that just don't fly, does it, Tom? Do we wonder why God gets upset with us? Now, he's a whole lot more merciful to us than we are with each other, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, if your mate goes out and commits physical adultery on you one time and you find out about it, you're not a happy camper, right? Just once. But we do it over and over and over and over for years and years and years. And finally one day he says, that's it. You know, I'm not going to put up with this nonsense no more. And bam, he hit you. And then you're pleading, what did I do wrong, God? Yeah. You know what if he talks, you know what he would say? He'd probably do like A.A. Allen. He will say, get you a notepad, son, and a pen. The list is going to be long. You know, that's probably what he would say to us. And that's so sad. Verse 5 and 6. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple. And he said, again, if you are the Son of God. He's trying to put that doubt in there. Oh, what makes you think you can do these things? You're acting like you're a child of God. But you know, you couldn't be a child of God. Oh, the devil, he'll tell you those things. If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the Scripture says, he's quoting Scripture. Now, of course, most of us would be safe because we wouldn't know he's quoting Scripture or not. You know, for the Scripture says he orders his angels to protect you and they will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. Now then, if you just like Dave and I flying down to South Temple Friday, when we're going along there and the Lord just moved on my heart to pull that airplane up so I missed that tower. I mean, I only missed it a couple of hundred feet, but hey, that's enough. If I'd have missed it 20 feet, that'd have been enough. Not really. You know, that'd been too close. But a couple of hundred feet is sure better than hitting it, I'll say that. I think of the time when I was building our little apartment back here. I was thinking of how I didn't have the concrete poured out there for the sidewalk, out of the little porch yet. And it had come a rain, and all that silt that where I'd poured the slab, all that silt was out there in the front, and it rained on that stuff, and it was like glass. I mean, it was so slick. Here I am, a 60, whatever at that time, 7 or whatever year old man, and I go running out the door, open the door. I have the threshold down. I got a concrete floor there. I don't have no carpet or nothing. I'm not near that close to having it finished. But I do have the threshold down. And the threshold is up about 3/4 of an inch off to make everything fit. I had to raise it a little bit. So it's about that tall, an aluminum threshold. and I step over the threshold, and when I step on the ground, that silt out there was like slick, I mean slick as mud, and my feet just went just like that. And my feet went out, and my other one come right over the top, and it went out, and I'm falling backwards, just like that, backwards. 6'1", 180-pound man falling backwards. And the safest words I know to scream is, oh, you mean G-D-S-O-B is not what you'd say at this time, huh? Do you know I hear people do that? I hear people do that. When they're falling and starting to get hurt, that's the words that comes out of their mouth. But the word that came out of my mouth is Jesus. That's all I had time to say. Jesus. I cried to Jesus. I hit that right across the middle of my back. Bam. And I throw this arm back just as I hit. And I hit right on that arm right there and right on that back. Technically speaking, a 65 or whatever I was, 66-year-old man, to do that, what should have been broken? My arm should have been broken and probably two or three ribs, right? Do you know I got up praising God? Never had a pain, never had a bruise. That night I told Cheryl what I'd done. She said, what? You fell across that thing flat of your back? Take your shirt off. I want to see your back. I said, ain't nothing wrong with my back. Take your shirt off. I want to see it. Okay. So I took my shirt off. And she looked and she felt and she said, does this have pain? I said, no. She said, there's not even a mark on your back. What there, honey? Not even a mark. Well, I had one even worse than that when I was building this church this last year, a year and a half ago, when I was buying the, I know I built the church 2 years ago, but I put the air conditioners in a year and a half ago. I went down to the Dallas to one of the big air conditioning places to buy all three of the air conditioning units, and I put them in the back of my little Ranger pickup. Well, there was a young man there helping me, and when I set the last one down in the back of my Ranger, it went in a little bit crooked, and it kind of was setting sideways a little because it was just barely room to get it all in that little Ranger truck with the tailgate down. It was sitting against the edge of the dock, so I reached over to the straps. It says, don't lift it with the straps. Now, you'd think any idiot would know better, especially if it says, don't pick it up with the straps. But I didn't pay attention to the rules. I reached up and grabbed those two straps, jerked up on it so I could straighten it up. It weighed about 120 pounds. I thought I can straighten it, then I can let it down. When I grabbed the deal and I jerked up when I did, both straps broke. Well, I'm standing in the back of my pickup. Naturally, I go over the sideboards of the back of my pickup all the way to the ground on the concrete and hit right flat of my back and right flat of my head. Bam! And on the way down, guess what I'm screaming? Jesus. Guess what I'm screaming?
Jesus.
Is that a pretty good name to scream?
Yeah.
I hit the ground. My head hit, bam, hop. You know, that young man, he comes jumping off the bed. He says, oh, sir, are you hurt? Let me call a doctor. I said, no, son, I'm fine. He said, you can't be fine. He said, I watched you fall off of that truck flat on your back and hit your head on that concrete. He said, you got to have a broke rib or something. I said, I rebuke that curse you're speaking over me. I said, I'm a son of God. The angel protect me. And he promises that I walk in obedience to his word. I'll not have a broken bone. I will be fine. I said, there's nothing wrong with me. So he gets up, walks around, he puts his hand on my back and feels my arm. He said, sir, are you sure? I said, I am positive. There is nothing wrong with me. Now, technically speaking, if you haven't tried that lately, don't try it. You only want to do these kind of things whenever something messes up, whatever. But that's one day. I'm glad I didn't have a fight with Cheryl before I went down there. Because if I'd had a fight with Cheryl down there, God wouldn't have been there to protect me. Would he, Tom? Well, praise God, I left with good grace with my wife. The devil had no legal claim to me. Think about these things, you know. So by falling out of the back of a pickup on your back on the ground is bad enough, but on a solid concrete pavement and you hit right flat of your back all the way from over the back of a pickup. Oh yeah, Cheryl done that, but she didn't. But now see, when this happened to her, she was not walking in obedience to God's word. She had no idea that her disobedience, and that night she fell over a pickup. Again, say that. What happened to you?
Two brain hemorrhages.
Two brain hemorrhages.
Brain cysts.
a brain cyst,
three ruptured discs in my neck,
three ruptured discs in your neck,
broken ribs in my back,
and three broken ribs in your back.
And it was like I had a stroke. My left foot dropped.
Wow, her left foot dropped?
Couldn't ride.
I was in the hospital. Wait a minute now. Now, why? She fell over the back of a pickup just exactly like I did.
16 years ago.
Yes, and 16 years ago when she was a young girl. I mean, she was nearly a teenager 16 years ago. I mean, you know, she wasn't old at all. Now then, wait a minute. Now, let's stop and think about it. This is a perfect example of what the Savior came to do. 16 years ago, she didn't know the things of God. She didn't understand the principle. She'd not hidden the word in her heart. She didn't know these things. So when she fell, you heard all of the... She did exactly the same thing I did. She fell over the side of a pickup out on the pavement. And you heard what happened to her? And she was in pain for 6 years. Oh, 5 years. 5 years after that, until she finally ran into Eldon and Nancy. She ran into the first man of God that knew how to pray she had ever met in her life. And when she went over to their house, and Eldon and Nancy prayed over her for hours, and when she left that night, for the first time in 5 years, she had no pain. Her brain was working. Her bladder was working like it's supposed to. All kinds of complications was solved by a man of God. And she told me after we met and after God put us together, she said, until I met you... And so what God did through you, she said, Eldon was the first and only real, true man of God I had ever met in my life. Is that a shameful thing for us? We ought to all be walking in God's power, shouldn't we? But we wasn't. But now, why did she get hurt so bad and I didn't get hurt?
I didn't call Jesus. It
happened to me. Yeah. See, she didn't know. She didn't have that in her heart. See, she was a younger woman, 16. That was, how many years ago, honey? 16? Oh, she was 45 years old when it happened. Here I was 66 or 7 or 8, what, I guess I was 68 when I fell over the back of that thing. But I knew that one glorious magic word.
Amen.
Jesus. And I had it hidden in my heart. And so when I screamed Jesus and I'm falling over, they hit the ground and hit my head. I heard my head even pop, you know. I heard that. But I knew that the King was going to send an angel and reach down and protect me and take care of me. See? Now then, when God says to those that find my word and obey my word and hide it in your heart, it will bring long life to you and health to all your flesh.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Serve Only Him in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.